This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It makes me sad.
Well, this is the definition of a crappy flight, Jace. Passengers aboard an Air India flight to Delhi endured a 10-hour trip to nowhere when their plane was forced to circle back to Chicago. Do you want to guess the reason for this one, or did you already see this?
I saw it, and the moment I saw it, I instantly thought of you.
They clogged the toilets.
Got the poo-poo.
Now, they're saying that it wasn't all the doo-doo. They said that passengers were flushing bags and rags down the lavatories.
My God.
Yeah.
You savages. It's, by the way, it says right there
on
every toilet, don't flush anything other than than your poo-poo.
Now, is anybody going to cop to having flushed something other than the poo-poo in the teepee?
Never done it.
No?
I respect... As someone who has had a septic tank collapse on them many, many moon ago, I respect the septic system like no other. Like, you cannot go rogue on that. And I will never understand the people that selfishly just are like, man, whatever.
Well,
if anything goes down there.
One of my finest stories is when I was in Tulum and I had to dookie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When I was on the bus.
Yes.
And I was about to crap my pants. And I saw the little girl pop up out of nowhere.
Hatch.
And I was like, oh my God, there's a bathroom on the bus. Well, you're not supposed to poop in that bathroom, but I did.
You didn't have a choice.
I did not have a choice. No. I was about to.
And you know what? I don't hold you accountable for that because those are battle conditions.
But I often wonder, like, what did they have? Yeah. Like, what does that mean on the backside, if you know what I'm saying?
Look, I understand, but again, I can't hold someone for what they did in Vietnam. I can't hold them accountable. Like, it's war.
It was war.
You know, and war is hell. I'm not here to judge. But for the most part, and by the way, it's not like you were flushing matchbox cars down there or whatever. You just, you know, you did what you had to do. But these people, like, there's trash cans. I'll have this, like, if you travel to any kind of developing country or whatever, they'll oftentimes will ask you, you wipe and you have to throw the toilet paper away in the trash can.
Yeah.
And then there's a spray hose for you, to a bidet, to hose yourself down, because those systems can't take it. And you hear horror stories about these jackass people from Western countries that are like, well, that's disgusting. I'm not putting my poo paper in. And so they start flushing.
And then you break their pipes and it's way worse.
Exactly. And especially on an airplane, you're flushing bags.
Yeah, these people. Yeah, it was bad. This is a huge plane, 14-hour trip. But here's the thing. So, do you know how many toilets were on that plane?
Well, I'm assuming that's a big plane. I mean, that's a long flight. So I'm going to say that there's 2, 4, 6. I'm going to say there's at least 6, maybe 8.
There were 12.
Yeah, those big planes have a lot of toilets.
12 toilets.
They clogged them all?
No.
Close.
10.
Oh, I read 11. Did they get 10?
This says 8, but why? I read another story that said
what
10 of them.
What sort of villainy scum do you have on an airplane that clogs 10 bathrooms?
I know. It's like that right there is the story.
It lets you know that you have a plane full of doomcops.
Now, I don't know if it's Chicagoans or Delians.
Delians.
But either way.
It's rough.
That is rough.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. Like, I would be so freaking livid.
Yeah.
So, dude, they were over Greenland. So this is it's a 14-hour trip. They were 5 hours into their trip when 8 of the 12 toilets broke.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now you have 4 toilets and 9 hours left. Can't you keep going? No, look, if all 12 are inoperable, that's a problem. But remember, you still have to go back 5 hours.
Five
now,
hours.
If you're wondering... So which would you rather have? 5 hours with no toilets, but you have to go back to your destination or to your original, to the where you took off from, or 9 hours with no toilets, but you get to where you had planned to go.
I wonder if there is, I wonder if there's like a person to crapper ratio that you have to have in order to safely fly. I'm dead serious. In a world full of regulations, this seems like you have to have a certain number of toilets for a certain number of passengers. Otherwise, they probably take it out of the pilot's hands.
Well, they said that there was no other, because it was late at night.
Yeah,
there was no other airport for them to the nighttime restrictions at most European airports at that time. They could not go over to get to Europe and then land there.
So they had to go back.
They had to go all the way back to Chicago.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I probably would have been arrested because I would have caused a scene. I would have been, and not at the fact that we were turning around. I would have been cursing.
So I am of the opinion.
There would have been at one point me standing up and yelling, "You filthy sons of bitches."
I am of the opinion that this was done on purpose because they said they found polythene bags, rags, and clothes that had been flushed down and stuck in the plumbing.
Wow.
So I'm guessing somebody was doing a bit.
Why?
A really bad bit. Wow. Well, because they're a-holes. That's a-holes. Why.
Some YouTube prankster. Boy, I by the way, I do not put that past anyone. I could see some ass clown
totally
having a YouTube page of what could I flush down an airplane?
Yeah,
toilet.
But as we've seen, you do that put it on online, and then you're implicating yourself and you're going to jail, so people don't end up doing it.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know if it was for the gram or anything. I just think that I could see somebody doing that and thinking that that's, you know how people do. Well, I mean, is it any different than the people that walk up and just punch old people out of the blue?
No.
Why do people do that?
Stuff happens.
Makes no sense.
No. That stuff happens all the time. The amount of stuff. In fact, I recently found a page, and it's called Pranksters. It's like Pranksters Getting What They Deserve. And it's basically pranksters then just getting their ass kicked by the people that they're trying to prank. And it's my new favorite thing to see. Because these people deserve to be socked right in the face. And whoever clogged this toilet, 8 of these toilets, deserves to get kicked in the nuts. You imagine the anger you're on a trip and you have to 10 hours you've wasted plus the time it takes you to get back, deboard all that, find another plane.
The fact you already have to do a 10-hour flight and now basically you have to spend that time going back and then do it again, that sucks.
Dude, I would be just...
Yeah.
The amount of rage, I don't know if I could continue. I'd be fearful that I was... If I could find out who did it, I would be fearful that
you're interrogating the cabin, finding out who's been to the bathroom.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
But I mean, seriously though, can we focus on the real problem here?
And that is,
say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why is 5 hours back to Chicago
better
than 9 hours and at least getting the people where they want to go?
4 extra hours.
4 hours without a biohazard issue.
Yeah.
Really? That, I mean, but look, you still have 5 hours.
I don't disagree with you. I think that's what their logic is.
I just don't think they have a choice. There's got to be an airplane bro somewhere that can tell this cannot be left in the pilot's
hands. It's
got
to be that, like, you have to take the option of least amount of time with that issue going on.
It's the only thing that makes sense, because you're right. These things are, every time we read one of these, it seems ludicrous. So there has to be some sort of regulation that Buck says. It is the shortest time to get somewhere.
The end of this story says even just one or two clogged toilets is enough to trigger a flight crew to turn the plane around and land due to the limited number of laboratories available. There were 12 on this plane. And you're, dude, how livid would you be if two of them were clogged and they turned around and went back to Chicago 5 hours into a 14-hour flight?
That's not okay.
Come on, man.
That's not okay.
What are we even doing here?
Is it two is enough?
That's what this says.
Wow. Yeah, that would.
I would like to know the laboratory.
Yeah.
Rules.
We need a pooers to pooees ratio. There has to be a common denominator there that turns the plane around. Because you're right. Like, some of that stuff is a bit egregious. I still can't believe 8 and pieces of clothing. I hope they find out who this is. There's no cameras on the plane, though, is there?
No, but you could probably, I mean, well, people aren't filming the bathrooms.
Yeah.
People going in and out of the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Where are they?
I just wonder if you could.
That one creepy pilot was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was.
I just wonder if you could bust someone. Because that person deserves to be kicked off a plane and never fly again, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying.
What's wrong with people? 8.
Well, yeah, even if you did it knowingly or not, either way is bad.
Yeah. Well, see, that's my thing, is there's just no way you couldn't know. If you're flushing an article of clothing down a toilet, you don't know that's bad.
Maybe they were murder clothes.
Someone killed someone on an airplane?
They brought all the
murder clothes.
The evidence with them, and they're just, like, systematically putting it in each of the laboratories.
Kind of genius, huh?
That actually seems like the worst idea.
Yeah, because they can get the clothes,
Get the clothes.
But then they're all covered in doo-doo.
I never said why you don't just burn those things.
They're doo-doo also.
All right. We have an update on the Faster Pussycat story.
Mm-hmm.
Faster Pussycat death.
Yeah.
Coming up next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.